views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience instant relief by connecting to your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time and 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. So I've been traveling around the globe sharing the teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen, who is the founder of the Yuen Method and Yuen Mastery, and I also have been traveling as an emissary for the Resonance Project Foundation, founded by Nassim Haramein, sharing a lot of cool information. And this has provided me with opportunities to meet really, really amazing visionaries, authors, speakers, magicians, people who love to move energy. And so it's my pleasure to share an expansive way to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. My guest today is Mark Kettenbach. He's back by popular demand. We met over 4 years ago at a seminar in Philadelphia. And, you know, we were both really geared towards moving some energy in a really powerful way. And I've been working with Mark ever since. And we've been getting together, gathering insights from each other, boosting each other, and we want to grow to new heights and bring that to others. And Mark is a Kettenbach is an energetic person who is focused on results. He is a martial artist of 32 years experience, a certified Yuen Method practitioner, NLP trainer, hypnosis coach, matrix transformation trainer. And he's the co-founder of N2H, Nice to Have, and Boosting Intention Format. He is a co-author of the book Boosting Intentions, and he's first to bring Dr. Cam Yuen to Germany. Mark is a new age shaman. His style is like a stand-up comedian. And so working with Mark is always so much fun. I want to say good morning to you, Mark. Guten Tag. I'm working on my German.
Oh, pretty good, Colette. Pretty good. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you this morning?
Oh, very good. I'm very, very fortunate to be back on your show. And thank you to people who kind of liked it the last time. So
yeah.
I'm very happy to be back.
We actually had so many, we had difficulties with the North American crowd getting in because the Europeans phoned first.
Okay. That's funny. Well, yeah, here it's actually in the late in the afternoon. We have about 5 p.m. So
yeah.
We're 9 hours apart.
Yeah. This is what's so cool when we're working with, you know, the Higher Self Network, what I call the internet, you know, the one that never crashes.
Yeah, that's true.
distance doesn't matter. And, you know, and that's what's so brilliant about connecting on that level is that we can, have constant communication with others through that intuition. And, you know, you just got back from Peru. Would you like to tell us how that was?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I just got back, but I'm still in the process, to tell you the truth. I went like last year, the first time ever there, to Don Agustin, the shaman, and I felt the need to get back. Well, actually, it was 2012, and last year in December, so just like a few weeks ago, we've been back to Peru and went to a different place called Otorongo, which a friend of mine is the host there. His name is Dr. Wolfgang Himmelbauer. And we met different shaman guys there. Amongst those, a guy called, they call him the gringo shaman, so to speak. Yeah, because Ron Wheelock is actually from the U.S., but he lives down there since 16 years. And this guy is, let's put it this way, hardcore. It was very interesting. We all gained a lot of insights. Well, you get a lot of different plans and stuff to cleanse your body and to get, like, you experienced an inner visions. And that was really tough. And they say it takes like 3 months. This plan will work in your body. And I kind of like still feel that. It really does. But it's good. It shows you different worlds and different ways of coping with things.
Well, I remember when we first met, and, you know, like that was, you know, about 4 years ago. And we right away started working together, and we were doing a lot of work with Leroy also, Leroy Maloof. And, you know, at that time, you were talking a lot about really wanting to understand how to do lucid dreaming.
That's true.
And since then, you've pretty much mastered that.
Well, I'm still in the process, but I've put in a lot of time, and because it's worth doing it, you can open up a lot of potential. You get way more usage of different parts of your brain. Plus, if you're in a lucid dream you shift into a different state of mind, you have way more abilities in terms of getting connected to different information. And you also learn on a very, very conscious level, even though it's in your subconscious, you serve there to steer reality. That's maybe the best way ever to practice steering reality, having a lucid dream.
Yeah, that's what I was. What is your experience of that? Like, how does that work for you? You know, because
it's like in the real daytime, people often do not understand that according to the law of attraction, everything they kind of experience, they put out themselves, so there's no other guilt to spread than their own. Like, everybody gets what they're constantly thinking and feeling. In a lucid dream, you can say, well, if I go through this door, I meet Einstein. And you go through the door and you meet Einstein. So what you be thinking will the same second be reality for you. And therefore, you get a good feeling that you steer reality. So once you come back out of the lucid dream, your mind or your brain is more able to accept that you have control over your life. So this is a very good area to practice, so to speak.
That's really cool. And, you know, there's a lot more talk out there about that, you know, where the vast majority of people are maybe not aware that your subconscious thoughts, which are the thoughts that that you're not really aware of, and your non-conscious thoughts, which are the thoughts that you're not aware of, plus all of your spiritual experiences, those are what you're tapping into 24/7. And a lot of people actually, you know, it's around 5% for the average person, 5% of the time that you're actually really conscious of the thoughts. But your subconscious thoughts are the ones that really can steer your reality in a way that you either like or you don't like.
That's so true. And a lot of the subconscious thoughts or beliefs that people are carrying around, they got from the age 0 to 6. So they might not even remember when their dad told them, no, you can't do this. And what sticked with them is, I can't do this and that. And they might even have something out of their spirit, which is from a total different lifetime. And they would never come up with the idea that this is still holding them back today. And that's why they experience over and over a similar situation. That could be the same relationship or always have problems with money and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah. When, you know, you're listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and we're going to just take a quick intermission, and we'll talk a little bit more about that when we get back. We're going to open the phone lines when we return and steer some more reality. And the phone number that you can call in if you have something you'd like to shift, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make more shift happen.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure,
a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan, and my guest today is reality steering shaman Mark Kittenbach. And we are going to open the phone line soon, so if you have a problem, something's bothering you, and you'd like to shift it really quick and experience instant relief, you can call us at 1-800-930-2819. That is 1-800-930-2819. But before we open the phone lines and continue, Mark, can you just share your contact information with us so that our listeners have it?
Oh, of course, of course. It's www.markwithackettenbach.com. Kettenbach, you spell K-E-T-T-E-N-B-A-C-H. Also, if you go on Amazon, you find Boosting Intentions. That's the new latest book I'm a co-author of, and you can buy it as a Kindle version. By the way, Colette, people can see the two of us live, right, this year.
Yeah, I'm so so pumped about that. We've been talking about it for a while.
Yeah, right. We talked about it two, 3 years.
Yeah. And it's so awesome because, you know, between the two of us, we have, so much to share. And we decided that we're going to do seminars together this year in 2014. Mark, you have the dates there. Do you want to just share that with people?
Yeah, sure. I'll start with the Canadian dates, which will be in Toronto from the 16th to the 18th of May. We'll be in Toronto. 2 days before that, on the 14th, is a free lecture in the evening. And then we'll be in Vancouver in September, from the 12th until the 14th of September. And also 2 days before that, we'll have a free lecture. In Germany, we'll be in Karlsruhe, also in May, from the 9th until the 11th. And again, 2 days before that, will be a free lecture. And we'll also be in Germany from the 26th to the 28th of September. So there'll be 4 gigs with the two of us. So you better be there.
I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, Mark and I have are both certified UN Mastery practitioners, and you know, have experience in the energy part. You know, moving energy in all sorts of different ways. We've both been dedicating a good portion of our lives to that. And you know, just before the break, we were talking about how our subconscious mind can affect you know, our lives in ways that we're not actually aware of. And so we want to, you know, just tell our audience here, Mark, what, you know, what that's about, like how you like to go about changing that for people.
Well, it's a good thing if you learn how to have insight, you can pinpoint weaknesses, which meaning if somebody has a problem, it could be from their conscious mode. Day-to-day thinking and behavior, but more likely it's coming from their subconscious or their non-conscious mind, which could be, as you said, from their soul, spirit's event in the past, could be even karma or stuff like that. But the universe is done in a very, very fair way, let's put it this way. If you address the real problem, you can just delete it and it will be going, will be gone. So the truth is not only funny, it also solves problems. So the only problem then is to find the real weakness, so to speak.
Yeah, when you specify and you get specific about, okay, what is really going on for this person? What's going on? What are their limitations around this? You know, and you pinpoint that. It can, in a split second, people can let go of issues that are coming in from their past, not only from the past, but it also can be quite often the issues are coming in from your ancestors and even descendants. And for those of you who don't have descendants, the descendants that you didn't have can also come through and cause irritations in your life because they didn't come through. And so there's so many different levels that things can actually happen on, and quite often when people have, like, say, physical issues, those physical issues, you know, at root cause are not issues that are that come up energetically as a leading weakness on the physical level. Quite often they'll come up on an emotional or psychological or a mental or a psychic or a spiritual level. And all of these different you know, weaknesses can really have an effect on every area of our life, like our fitness, our youthfulness, and, you know, all of our, you know, our business, our career, our purpose, our finances, our relationships. All of this has a huge effect. And, you know, if you insist that the problem is actually coming from one source and then you don't identify what it really is, you can be like a dog chasing its tail, you know, like not ever getting resolution.
That's true. And most of the time, people even make it worse if they insist on that the problem comes from the source, which is AIM. So that's another problem then. So it even gets worse. So that's kind of my experience on that.
And you can notice that when you are in a place where, you know, you're given information or you're given a diagnosis, quite often the diagnosis itself can cause a lot of problems for people because there's a list of symptoms that you then become kind of like a matrix of. And you know, right now in our consciousness and humanity, a lot of people that were not willing to look at the possibilities of, you know, that there could be underlying reasons, there could be underlying issues why, you know, people, why different things are happening in their life. A lot more people right now around the world are starting to embrace the idea and that they are actually steering their own reality. And if you, like, let's talk about that. Like, if you're gonna, if you know, you don't have to believe that you're steering your own reality for
well,
it
that's
to be.
True. You don't have to believe it at all. The problem is you still do. It's not about belief. There's just one thing that a person cannot do, and this is not steer their reality. Because every thought, every word they say, every action they do, is it goes into resonance, and will attract similar wave patterns, like frequencies that are the same or similar, will pull each other towards each other. So what a person is feeling and thinking will pull into their life events and stuff they experience, which gives them the same feeling again. So if I'm clumsy or if I'm a very, very nervous about stuff, I will experience different situations in my life where I can be nervous again. That doesn't have to be the same experience, but it still experiences different ones, but it still will underline the same emotion, like of being angry or nervous or whatever. So people pull into their lives basically spoken what they think of and what they feel the same moment while they were thinking about something.
Yeah, so many times what happens is we are actually having a reaction to sensations that run through our body because we have a thought, and the thought maybe in the past has created a negative experience for us. Those sensations, you know, a lot of times people will say, well, I'm feeling, you know, I'm really sad. Well, you are not actually really sad. You're feeling sensations that run through your body when you connect with the emotion of sadness. And so when you learn how to stop those reactions or to realize when you're going into a reaction, you don't have to be in a position where you have that same reaction to the same problem, so that you're resolving problems rather than resolving them. Yeah, it's so huge, because when you start recognizing that, you start identifying whether your energy is in alignment, whether you are weak or you are strong to what you're saying, what you're doing, actions that you're taking, you know, all of those different things. And, you know, those things can strengthen you. Being aware of that can strengthen you in every area of life, you know, especially like you're big into the martial arts scene, and you teach martial arts to people. And so it can, you know, I've worked with a lot of sports people and athletes, dancers, etc., can have a huge effect on their performance. Like, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, it's very true. A lot of people, if they have the problem to perform what they learned in the right moment, then they're all, most of the time, if they have a lot of weaknesses, sometimes around stuff they have been experienced in the past, or they easily get triggered in a way that, like you said, reactions or sensations start and pulls up emotions from the past. And stuff from the past have the tendency to connect to the immediate or intermediate or distant future. So they pull into their lives events according to how they lived events in the past. So if that gets been solved and the weaknesses are all strong, then they do not connect to a future they don't like. And therefore, they will have a total different performance the next time they're on the hot spot in sports or they fight or whatever they choose for their living.
Yeah, and I worked with a little dancer from New York, and at the time when I first started working with her, I guess it was about a year ago, she couldn't get out of a certain level of dance, and now she just came in 11th in worlds, in a much higher level. Uh-huh. And it was a matter of tuning her into the joy and the reasons why she dances to begin with, and then also strengthening for her the different sensations that run through her body when her arm's in a certain position or when she's doing jumps, because it's Celtic dance. And it's just amazing to have watched her progress. You know, this little girl, like who's now a young lady, and just really rocking it and having lots of fun doing it, and, you know, handling that pressure of competing at a world level. It's really amazing when you can tap into this, you can use this for every single area of your life. You are listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan and my guest Mark Kettenbach. We are going to take another quick intermission. You can call in if you have anything that you want to clear. It's 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make more shift happen.
Something missing. You should have known.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit BiteBackForACure.org.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan and Mark Kettenbach from Germany. And we are here to shift some energy. If you're listening live, you're welcome to call in. We have a little bit more time. If you want to call in, you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. And otherwise, Mark and I are just going to connect with everyone on the Higher Self Network. And as we're talking, I just wanted to say that we are actually shifting energy. And so this is really cool because we're connecting on what I call HSN, which is the Higher Self Network, sort of like MSN, always chatting with everybody in the universe.
Yes, and, inclusive. I like the way you put it.
Inclusive information. And so this is what I love about working with Mark. And what I have really, really enjoy about it is that I always have fun. And, you know, when you get in touch with the truth and you start clearing some of this energy, it is fun. You can't help but enjoy it because you're letting go of the heaviness of humanity. And that's really big right now. Mark, like, I don't know what they're talking about in Europe around the, you know, Fukushima and the waters. What's going on with that out there?
Oh, now you ask me stuff. See, I started to stick on the, or to stay on the, higher self network. I'm so disconnected, you can't believe how much disconnected I am. I found out for myself that every news somewhere else in the world will just bring up, if it's usually it's bad news people talk mm-hmm. about, right? You never hear in the news something good happens, or rarely. So it will all immediately trigger something into you. People go into, oh, what would happen if that would be here? What would I do? And since we all steer reality, all those bad news help us to get into our own lives bad stuff. So I'm kind of like so disconnected. I can't tell you what people think about it because I don't know. Very honest, and I don't care, to be honest, too.
So you're going by, and I just want to explain what you just said there. You're going by what you feel, not by what you think.
That's what it is.
Absolutely.
If somebody tells me something, I immediately test, and like I test if it's strong or weak. Like I feel, I stop thinking and feel. And if it's stable, what the person says, I'm interested in. Like if somebody comes up to me and says, hey, have you ever heard about that book, blah, blah, blah. And I'll test it. If it's strong, I'll buy it and read it. If not, I'll think, I haven't, and I'm not going to care anymore. And yeah, that's very helpful because you can make decisions in a split second and you don't need another opinion.
And this is so cool because when you tap in that way to that higher self network, and you tap into your own intuition and you become your own expert. So you can test energetically whether any information you're reading, any information that's being spoken to you, that you're seeing, that you're witnessing, you can test for yourself. Every individual, every human being on this planet has this God-given right to connect with their inner core intuition. And that is when, you know, the misrepresentation and misinterpretation of misinformation doesn't have the same effect on you as others. Like, you know, that the flu is coming out, or, you know, like I find that at this time of year, the flu always comes out. There's always a flu of some sort. And, you know, it really, flu and colds, sinuses generally come up as energy of weaknesses on the emotional level of profound grief. And so, you know, when you consider that we just came out of the holiday season, and for many, many people, the credit card bills are rolling in now,
yeah,
and the toys are all broken. You know, and everybody put so much energy into it. Many, many people experience the grief of, you know, of it being over just for one thing, you know, because you're in that. It's like kind of when people get into a sporting event, it's really common, whether you win or you lose that sporting event, that the day after that there's a period where people kind of they have a drop in energy because they've been you know, putting their focus on whatever they're doing in that moment. And so our holiday season is kind of like that. People put a lot of energy into it, and then they get really triggered when it's over, whether it went well, whether it didn't go well. You know,
we also have to see the point that if there's more than two people gathering and they hook on each other's like ideas, or they like what a person, the leader says, there'll be a lot of parasites there too. And I'm not talking about real like parasites most people know about. I'm talking about energetic parasites. So if people are hooked up at a big soccer game, a lot of energetic parasites will be there because a lot of emotions will be triggered there. And a lot of people connect and will have like one person, like one emotion. We all have seen this at a rock concert or the Super Bowl. Like everybody jumps up and there's one team does a goal or shoot something, and there's a huge ball of energy created, and all these parasites are looking for that energy. So it's very easy for people to get hooked on those. And I can tell this because I saw all that in Peru. Really, there was all about getting those parasites off your body, And when you have drunk ayahuasca, you can really see in a different frequency. So you really see those energetic parasites. You look at a person and you can see where they stick on them. And then the shaman comes with mapacho, which is a holy tobacco, and blows smoke at them. Whoosh, whoosh. And then those parasites run away. And it's not only me seeing this, the person next to me could see the same thing and tell me exactly what I was seeing without telling him. So it's very interesting.
It's, you know, and for a lot of people, you know, it's important to acknowledge also that we live in a hollow fractographic universe. And what I mean by that is whatever is, everything is fractal, you know, people come out of people. So, yeah. You know, if you have parasites, you know, if you have a tendency to attract parasites in your outside world, like, you know, people that we've all had that experience where you are having a conversation with someone, you get a phone call, like you're in a really great mood, you get a phone call from someone, they're really bothered by something, and then you can feel that your energy is depleted and you feel a sense of fatigue. Many, many people who are diagnosed with depression and with chronic fatigue syndrome, situations like that, they are actually being, they're leaking a lot of energy in this way. And it's because we are in a holofractographic universe, that meaning that from the tiniest particles in our body, the quantum particles of every atom that we're made up of, we hold the same energy. And if we have parasitic you know, energies on the outside of our life that are maybe sucking us our energy in our finances, or sucking our energy in our career, our purpose, our health, our fitness, and even in our relationships, that it's quite likely that we also have some parasitic energies within the cells of our body, of our being. And it's important that we clear those, the microcosmic, the macrocosmic, out of the intrinsic body. And so that's one way of doing it. Another way is connecting with your midline and, you know, in a split second, just letting go, deleting down to zero, negative, infinity, anything that would be weakening you, and then strengthening your potential 100% to move forward in a powerful way. And yeah, so, you know, that is so cool that you can, you know, when you have an experience where you actually can see those energies and you can see them leave, it's, you know, it's a pretty cool visual, hey?
Yeah, so, it is. And it helps.
And what was that like in feeling, right? In your body, Mark? Like, what did it feel like in your body when that happened?
Well, it's tough. You have to puke a lot. Really, the body has an immediate reaction. And you sit there and you, that, like, from a physical point of view, it is not that nice of a wellness kind of trip. It's not. You let go a lot of stuff and it comes out the one or the other way, so to speak.
Well, you know, what comes out of your mouth quite often is connected to what comes out of the other side, the backside. And, you know, people who feel like they can't speak their truth, they have a tendency, if they're constipated with their words and they don't feel that they're allowed to express themselves fully, quite often they'll have a weakness on the other end, and they'll have a weakness in letting, you know, in through their colon. And of letting go of you know, weaknesses or problem, like weak energies within their body. And so it's really important to acknowledge that, you know, it's kind of like a two-way street.
It is.
Before we take our next break, will you just share with everybody your contact information again?
Sure. It's www.markkettenbach.com. And if you want me to write me an email, it's info@markkettenbach.com. And the website is also in English, so you can switch it on the lower right, I think. It says English, German, and all that.
Yeah, and pretty soon we're going to have more information on Mark's website and my website regarding our upcoming seminars. We'll have more, you know, more specific information. And, you know, for myself, I just want to say, if you're looking for that information, my Crystalline Vision website, I have totally moved it over to The Truth Is Funny. So you would be automatically directed, if you're used to going to crystallinevision.com, it will automatically direct you to thetruthisfunny.com. The reason why I have done this is because over the last, you know, 5 or 6 years when I first put that website out there, a lot has changed, as you can imagine. When you're traveling at quantum speed and you're shifting energy, things happen at quantum speed and, you know, you're... the person you feel you are changes quite, in ways for the better. And I find this Truth is Funny more fun. So we're going to be right back. And you're listening to the Truth is Funny radio on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back to make some more shift happen.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
This is Colette Stephan on The Truth is Funny. I'm here with Mark Kettenbach, who is an amazing energy mover and shifter. And we are clearing energy for anyone listening in right now on what I call the Higher Self Network. Mark, we were just talking about, shifting reality, steering reality. And, you've written that book, co-authored that book, Boosting Your Intention. Would you like to do some boosting here now?
Sure.
Yeah, like between the two, what do you perceive right now in this moment is the leading weakness for people like listening in now or later? We're in a bunch of different time zones right now, early in the morning here in Canada and late in the day for you.
Okay, if I put everybody together, listeners on the show, I get like the leading weakness comes out of their mind. It's about the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel also like aging, but it's more like the future and how they're going to see themselves in the future, actually. Themselves in the future is very weak. So they're not seeing like anything is changing. It's about change, no change. So let me correct all that.
And what was, you know, I'm working with a lot of clients right now that are going through major, major changes in their lives. And, you know, a lot of people leaving, making transition, you know, passing over and leaving the planet. I lost two people that were... it was unexpected this week myself, like, an amazing photographer, who passed away in his sleep totally unexpectedly, and a young mother that was just like 33, you know, two daughters just married in the summer of this year, you know, totally unexpected. And this really is triggering a lot of people. And so we just want to really strengthen that, all the triggers, all the issues and all the choices around that. When you don't have a clear feeling for what your future is going to look like, and there's a lot of fear in the media, and it's coming up a lot of misinformation, misinterpretation, and misrepresentation of information that's out there, that, like you were talking about earlier, you know, like scaring, you know, really scaring people. It's coming up scaring the crap out of people, actually.
Well, I can only, if there's one great suggestion I can make anybody, stop watching television. That's like first thing you should do. Stop it. Down to zero, minus infinity.
I haven't watched television in 7 years. And I find that, you know, people are shocked. I mean, my internet and provider also provides cable, and they'll phone me and say, you know, are you, you know, like, do you want to, we notice that you don't have your television, your cable with us. And I'm like, well, I don't have a TV. And they're like, what?
Yeah, right.
They're totally shocked. But when you get in touch with that, that information, I prefer to get my information off the internet, and also just through the higher self network internet, because I don't want to, and let's just strengthen that for everybody, like not wasting time on fear, because when you sit in fear, you don't have as much time for love.
That's what it is. And at the end, there's only two feelings. Everything boils down to two feelings. It's either you're in love and bliss, or you're in fear and in doubt. And that's all it is. There is nothing in between. Everything else is stacking on one of two of these roads. So, and you definitely don't want to live in fear. That's not a good place to be at, because people who are in fear make decisions that are bad. If people are feeling good and love, they make decisions that are helpful for them. So that's very, very important.
Yeah, so we want to strengthen that for everybody. Let's just get to it and delete all the psychic energy around this. Every memory, every residual, every remnant, every, you know, sentiment that you have, every hesitation that it's creating in your life right now, let's just strengthen everybody, like, just to delete that from the hard drive of your computer, which would be like the components of your spine. You know, basically your spinal nerve, your central nervous system. We want to strengthen that to be really strong, to letting this go, eliminate, set free, independent, release, and protect anyone from that information, and allow it to be transmuted in whatever dimension, existence, time, space, you know, whatever energies, black, dark, white, light, just strengthen any black holes to let anything go that would be bothering anyone listening right now. When you're sitting in fear, you tend to attract more fear. For myself, I'm finding that, you know, when I'm on the internet now, the energy, the vibration of humanity has never been higher. And this is really important to acknowledge, is that we're sitting in a time where men and women are really starting to, the masculine and the feminine energies are starting to merge. And that's why I'm so excited about doing a seminar with you, Mark, because, like, you're, you know, that combination of the information coming from both the masculine and the feminine is... you know, it's very powerful right now. And you know, it's really strong for people. By the way, it's a full moon today. So let's empower everybody to that sacred divine feminine energy, that the moon, you know, this is a great time right now in this moment to let go of anything that's bothering you and step up into your infinite potential here. So let's boost that.
Okay. Well, you just did set up the starting intention. What I'm now doing is I keep my mind on that your intention is steering reality, and I'm making this intention strong. So I'll say in my head that I know this is going to create reality, and I'm send some energy to that.
And then I'm going to boost that back to you. And
now you boost my intention, the one I just said.
Yeah, right. And what's coming up right now is later this evening I will be attending the Divine Sacred Feminine and Masculine. Actually, it's male and female out at the pyramid here at the winery that's down the road from me. Stephen Seitz, the proprietor, opens up this pyramid on the new moon and the full moon to step into this energy. So let's strengthen everybody that will be there in that tonight. That has all this, stepping into love, letting go of fear. Let's boost that for everyone. And let's pull that, because that's powerful energy.
It is, it is. Well, pyramid energy is always very powerful.
Yeah. And so he's done a fabulous job.
This place must be packed, right?
Yeah, well, we have a ceremony in the pyramid, and then we move into the kukuli and dance around a fire and drum and feast.
Fair I love feet it. And
5 minutes down the road.
All right.
We're running out of time here now. How does it feel with for the people listening in here? It feels a lot. Let's just
feels
boost
way
that
lighter
one.
And feels very cool. Some are still triggered. Let's put these triggers away, because a lot of people get sometimes triggered if the truth is said and they haven't had really the opportunity to connect to the truth yet too often, and they're sitting on false information. Let's put all this down, make them strong to it, and let's do a reset of their system. All right.
Awesome.
Cool.
Awesome, Mark. You know, it's a pleasure as always connecting with you. And if anyone wants to reach me, you can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com. I'm in the process of writing my book. I'm about 2/3 of the way through it right now. And so now is a great time if you want any private sessions. I'm actually sitting still for a change.
Which barely happens, right?
It rarely happens. It's kind of like weird for me. But I'm enjoying writing my book and moving into that space. I'm also going to be on the John Burgess, the Beyond the Ordinary Telesummit. You can go to my website, find out about that. I'll be speaking out at the Spring Festival of Awareness in Naramata, BC at the end of April here. And then, of course, there's our upcoming seminars, 3 days, 2 coaches, 1 truth. It's fun when shift happens. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and bye for now until we meet again. Thank you so much, Mark. It was such a pleasure to connect with you again.
Thank you, Colette. Thank you for having me back here. I'm looking so forward to see you. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton.
featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. I'm the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. You can acquire perfect health by eating properly, but most people don't know how to do it. You're not going to find out by watching TV shows and news or reading the latest diet book. I teach you how to eat your way to perfect wellness through a customized program. When you are ready to stop messing around with your diet and want serious results, then contact me at themichellebondshow.com.